The other downside concern that I have about the embedding system is that, as John Simpson said there, it blurs the line between the reporter and the people that they're reporting on. I think it's only natural that if you're spending large periods of time eating, sleeping, traveling with a group of troops in dangerous circumstances, you're going to build up some sort of relationship with them. You're going to build up a camaraderie with them. That's only natural. But the question has to be asked, how much does that compromise the impartiality of the reporter? What would happen, for example, if a combat unit that a journalist was assigned to blew up a hospital by mistake? What would the journalist still be able to maintain his impartiality? I don't know, but I think that's a concern. It's quite noteworthy that some of the reports, particularly the written reports that came out from embedded reporters, started using phrases like we and us when they were describing the troop movements. That in itself, I think, suggests a degree of identification between the reporter and the reported, which I personally have some concerns over. And the other downside, I think, is there must be questions over the accuracy of the information that you're receiving. One American journalist who was based at the Coalition Media Center in Qatar during the war, a quote from a report I read from him, said that the information is probably more freely available anywhere else in the world than it is here. And I think that's been backed up by colleagues of mine who were embedded in southern Iraq, who said that the only way they were able to get a picture of what was happening in the wider battlefield was by listening to BBC World Service on shortwave radio. And they said that troops were coming to them asking what's happening in Baghdad, what's happening in Tikrit. They had no idea what was happening in the wider war. They were operating completely in a bubble. So I think that the argument that putting journalists alongside troops gives you a more accurate picture of what's happening in the war is questionable, and certainly from the reports that I've heard back from embedded journalists, they had no idea what was happening outside their own very small sphere of operation. So the ethics of the embedded system are, I think, very delicate. And I think whenever journalists are asked to strike a bargain with the military, then it's going to be a rather unholy alliance. I certainly have concerns about the implications as a journalist for signing up to a set of rules that are set by the military. All the journalists, almost without exception, that I've spoken to who were embedded have said that they felt the system worked very well. They were able to file very dramatic reports, first-hand reports from the scene of the action. And on the whole, although you heard from the journalists there, they had a different experience, but on the whole, most of the people that I've spoken to have said that they weren't censored in what they could say. They were largely free to say whatever they wanted. The government, the British government at least, certainly regards the embedding system as a success. The Defence Secretary, Geoff Hoon, has said that he felt that the images that were sent back by embedded reporters from Iraq were at least partially responsible for turning public opinion towards the war. And so, certainly as far as the government is concerned, they think that the embedding system helped them win the media war. I feel, though, that the limits of the embedding system have not yet been tested. This war was relatively quick. And although casualties were clearly taken, that wasn't the case over a long, drawn-out period. But as I said, what would happen if a military unit hit a convoy of refugees with large numbers of casualties? What then, in that sort of situation, would an embedded reporter be allowed to say? I suspect, certainly from the testimony you heard in the report there, that the censorship issue, which hasn't been tested so far, would become more of a testing ground. I think, though, that the genie is definitely out of the bottle, and I think that in future conflicts, embedding is going to become the norm. I think that the general consensus at this early stage is that it's worked very well. The one thing I would say, though, that I think that if journalists and media organisations go down further down the role of embedding, There is more than ever a need for context for independent reporters working free from the constraints that the embedding system puts on them. I was, you know, luckily not working under those constraints. I think that the embedding system will in the future be an increasingly important part of the way that wars are covered, but they can only ever be one small part of the story. You can never rely solely on embedded reporters for the way you cover wars.